Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking Doc.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, yo? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice Warp.
This your man, Mastermind of Hell, Razor.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
So this is episode 797, three episodes away after this one, we'll be at 800. So, I want to thank everybody that's been rocking with us since day one. You know, it's a blessing to still be here. The goal is, as I always said, is to make it to 1,000. So we're getting closer and closer by the day. So let's keep this going. But today our guest hails from St. Louis, Midwest city rich in hip-hop history. I'm not just talking about Nelly. I'm not just talking about St. Lunatics. We've interviewed cats over the years like Preach, Vino Gunna, rest in peace. There's a huge scene going on in St. Louis. And our guest tonight, Zeus Rebel Waters, has been a part of it for a minute. He's no stranger to success either. He's had his music, on TV, film. I mean, he's done a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? But his style is what separates him from other artists. You can't really put him inside of a box because, he's not like, you can't say he's Midwest hip-hop or East Coast hip-hop or Down South hip-hop. This guy goes outside of the realms of hip-hop and, gets a little piece from this genre of music, that genre of music, combines it all, and comes up with his own unique style. So he's very original. We're going to chop it up with him right now. Zeus Rebel Waters, how are you doing, my brother?
My brother, I appreciate you having me, man. Thank you, it's an honor.
Well, huge honor to have you on the show. Shout out to Sarah at Triple P. She's told me a lot about
yes,
you.
Sir.
And I started delving into your music. And the most impressive thing that I find about it is that you, there's no limits to, your creativity as far as where you want to go with your music, how you want it to sound. What makes you want to step outside the box, and how did you develop this style?
Well, I'm going to say, man, first off, just coming from where I came from, my pops used to always, my pops was definitely a street dude. But the memories that I have, and he's still living, but the memories that I have as a child is riding in his Mercedes-Benz, man, and he'd be playing country music, he'd be playing rock music, and he'd be still, like, right back on the block. So, as a young child, I always feel like, hey, just because you were the streets, you got to only listen to N.W.A., You could listen to some Journey, you could listen to some country as well. So I've always had it in me. I've always been influenced by multiple genres. And man, I just kind of, you know, as I was a teenager and going through the motions of being a teenager and peer pressure and stuff like that, I didn't bask on those talents, man. But as I got older and just learned myself more and wanted to expand on my creativity, that's where a lot of those influences began to come out.
Well, and you know what, too? You know, I noticed, you know, Missouri, I mean, if you go, you know, 4 hours away from you over to Kansas City, I remember when Tech N9ne first came out, he was way different than everybody in Kansas City.
Yeah.
You know, he even had a different look. His hair was red. Your beard is like a bluish green. How did you come up with that?
Emerald.
I never seen a beard like that before.
Yeah, man. It's just, man, like I said, after I really, really start to find myself, man, during my high school times, man, I just got to the point where I got into so much trouble. I felt like trying to be like other people. And I feel like we all experienced that at some point in our life. And I'm talking about like eighth grade, ninth grade. And I was in so much trouble, man, doing a lot of gang banging, a lot of fighting, a lot of just stuff that I'm not proud of. And, you know what I'm saying? I just felt like the way for me to be successful and be positive and stay out of prison was to just be my own person. And that's where the beard and I've always been into fashion, man. Like when I was like 4 years old, man, I used to, my mom is like, oh man, she like a shopaholic, bro. Like you give her a check, she's spending a whole check in the store. So she, you know, shop till she dropped. And she always, you know, I was a fat boy, but I was always fly. So I've always been into fashion, man. And I just dare to be different. Whatever feel good to me, that's what I do.
Yeah. That's I mean, it sounds like you're just a free spirit, like someone that's just, you know what I'm saying, hey, I'm going to do me. If you like it, cool. If not, hey, man, kick rocks, you know.
Yeah, kick rocks. If you don't like it, then it is what it is, man. It's not, you know, everybody don't eat sushi. You know what I'm saying? It's not for everybody, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%. Absolutely. When did you, you know, the St. Louis hip-hop, you know, like I said, it goes back. You know, quite a ways. When did you get involved in the St. Louis hip hop scene?
Well, I started like in the 90s, man. Actually, I was a little kid. My cousin and my best friend and all my cousins, we used to always do talent shows and emulate like the Boys and ABC. I might be telling my age, but sort of saying some of these groups, but Boys to Men, Jodeci, we used to always do talent shows and do and portray to be those guys. So I came from that era where it was real performance, it was real singing, it was real dancing, it was real, you know what I'm saying, just very artistic. And you know what I mean, I just grew from there, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, I was reading over your bio, too, and I noticed that you had music on everything from NFL football games to The Sopranos,
yes, sir.
Man. That is amazing.
Man.
First off, congratulations and props for that, because not a
Thank
lot
you.
Of people get that type of opportunity. How did you land on those particular your platforms? Major platform.
Well, all of those opportunities definitely came from MAC-10. I signed to MAC-10 and Capitol Records about 2007. My business partners had shot a film, and MAC-10 was a part of the film. He came to see me in a small club in St. Louis, man, on West Florissant, and called the African Palace. Not even a club, like a bar. And sure shit thing, man, MAC-10 came up in there. We was in there. We was booked. We was in all red, and we was going crazy. We was performing, man. And right after that, he was like, man, I want that song. I want this song. I want to do business with you. I want to sign you. And one thing went from another, man, and that's kind of how it happened, you know?
Yeah, we had MAC-10 on the show last year. Very humble individual.
Okay.
What was it like working with, you know, somebody that has a history like him in the game? Were you able to learn a lot from
MAC-10
him?
I learned a lot, man. It was a dream, man. It was crazy to like be hanging in MAC-10 house and eating dinner with MAC-10 and riding around L.A. in a Benz and riding around L.A. in a Rolls Royce with MAC-10 and meeting Benny Boom and meeting Nate Dogg and meeting all these people that, you know, in a small town like St. Louis, what's a big city but a small town feel? It's like we feel like we'll never, you know what I'm saying, at that point be able to meet you know, people as big as Mac 10. I remember, you know, being in middle school at the skating rink when Four Life came on. We in the skating rink throwing up gang signs and stacking ready to bang, you know what I mean? So 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years later, to meet him and actually, you know what I'm saying, learn under him and be signed to him was a was to say the least, was an incredible experience, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I can imagine. I can imagine. Now, you had a different name at that time. You just went by B Waters, I believe, or
no? I went by Rucker Puff. Rucker Puff was the name that I went by back then. I transitioned from Rucker Puff to Zeus Rebel Waters. I'll say probably around 2015-ish. Just lifestyle changed. A lot of things changed in my life, and I feel like I always want to be organic with my music. So if I ain't Buck and I ain't doing all the stuff that was Rucker Puff, I can't be Rucker Puff. You know what I'm saying? I had to be somebody different. The music elevated. I always put it in perspective as if when you used to watch the beginning stages of Michael Jordan, it was more rough and rugged. It was like he was dunking on people. And then as he got into his sensei mode, he started to do that fadeaway jumper. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's Rucker Puff and that's Zeus. But Rucker Puff is still there. I'm still Rucker Puff. Zeus is just like Super Shredder, if that makes sense. An upgraded version.
Well, I mean, that's amazing, though. You're able to get success under the name Rucker Puff, you know, and sign with Mac 10 and do things. And it's almost like a reinvention of yourself. Is that fair to say,
yeah, man.
Pretty much?
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's dope. I commend you for doing that, too, because a lot of people who have already built a name for themselves – they wouldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? So that shows.
Yeah,
that
I'm not
you
gonna
really
say it was easy,
what
bro.
You're doing.
I'm not gonna tell you it was easy. I'm not even gonna tell you it was. I can't even financially. It wasn't even smart at the time, man. I remember the transition was rough, man. I remember 1 year I couldn't even get my kids nothing for Christmas, bro. So like, I'm not gonna sit here and make it like it was peaches and cream. I want to definitely keep it real with you on the murder show. I want to be all the way 1,000, man. It was a tough transition because it's like I stopped doing something that was working. A lot of times people change stuff because it's not working, but it was working. You know what I'm saying? I think that summer I had just made, like the summer before, I made like 40,000, you know what I'm saying, just doing my own indie shows and just traveling from city to city. So it was like to turn around the next year and kind of like be broken and not be able to provide for my family like I was used to. It was hard. It was like, damn, do this make sense? Should I have changed my name? Do I need to go back? I had to question and I can't say it wasn't nothing but God, man, that really woke me up and got me to where I was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like a spiritual awakening, so to speak.
Yes, sir. But not like I'm not a Jesus freak. I'm not saying that. I mean, I still got, you know, content in my music. I can't let kids hear every record. I mean, I'm still an adult. I still talk about adult things, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying that in retrospect, still, it's a bigger picture, man. It's really all about peace, love, and music, and really, like, bringing people together through the art, bringing people together through music.
Yeah, man. Like, you know, ICP, they got the Juggalos, Tech Niners, the Technicians. You got the Rebels.
I got the Rebels, baby. Shout out to the Rebels.
Now, that's pretty much, I mean, these guys and girls, I imagine, they buy your music every time you drop. I mean, they're pretty hardcore followers, huh?
Yes, sir, man. I got some incredible fans, incredible supporters and followers and people that follow my movement, man. It's incredible, man. It's incredible to be able to do this thing, man, and people actually like what you do. You know, it's like we do this. When you start doing it, you never really know if people are going to actually like it, you know? And it's like when you do it and people actually do like it, it gives me the encouragement and the motivation to keep pushing, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a hustler by birth, man. All my daddy and all my uncles, everybody in my family is hustlers, man. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, if I'm doing something that I can't provide for my family, man, for me it's kind of like, I about need to do something else. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not like on a crusade. I would say if my music wasn't working and people didn't like it, I would still do it, but I wouldn't do it for the world. I would just do it for me. You know what I'm saying? But it is working and people do like it, so I do it for the world.
Yeah, that's dope, man. That's real dope. Have any of the Rucker Puff fans come over on board and join Team Rebel, so to speak?
I think so, man. We haven't fully converted every person, but I would say for sure, definitely. I would say more than half of the people that was rocking with Rucker Puff, they're finding something in the Zeus Project that they're attaching themselves to.
Yeah. You know what you kind of remind me of in a way, because he's also very experimental. There's no limits to or boundaries to, you know, what he's willing to try as far as experimenting with music. Eshan from Detroit. Midwest Pioneer. I don't know if you've
shout
heard
out to
his
the
music. Yeah. He's got a catalog that goes back to the 80s, but, I mean, like, every album is different from the previous. You know, is that kind of something that you try to do, too, to make your stuff different from what you've already done and maybe challenge yourself musically?
Yeah, I definitely want to challenge myself musically, man. I want to create a catalog, man, that will live forever. I want to create records that you can play. And as the days and the hours and the months and the years get longer, man, I feel like I'm getting better and better, man. I feel like I'm quicker, I'm faster, I'm prettier. You know what I'm saying? The music is more in depth. I feel like it's moving, man. I feel like God is definitely moving this project, and the time is coming, man. The time is coming for history to repeat itself, man, and the real A&Rs come back and the real industry stuff come back where people just want, you know what I'm saying, just dope-ass music. It's not based on how many Instagram followers you got and how many YouTube numbers you got. And that stuff is cool. But I feel like, to me, that doesn't say if the art is good or not. I don't feel like social media can depict whether or not the material is good. I don't feel like that.
Yeah, I agree with you. Because you know, at the end of the day, you know what you're doing. You've been doing this for a long time, and your fans, you know, that they're going to appreciate it, and you're going to gain new fans along the way. Especially when you explore in these different genres, because you know you could probably go to a rock event. You know, or even a gospel event and perform a song or two, you know what I'm saying, and do a set. Are you going to do stuff like that when this COVID starts to ease up?
Oh, man, I've been blessed. We've been touring like crazy still throughout the COVID. I mean, when the COVID first jumped off, we were doing, you know what I'm saying, I did definitely like the first virtual concert here in St. Louis. I had like a small venue and we went live and did a virtual concert. But, I'm going to say, yeah, man, I'm doing all that. I'm actually working on a rock album right now as we speak with a producer named Bayless. He's a Jelly Rose producer. So I'm in Nashville once a month working on a rock album with him. I got my album out right now, which is called Long Way From Home and Blind Sheep. And both of those are, I guess if you want to title it, I call it Gumbo, but we can go with experimental. You know what I'm saying? You'll hear all those different influences from country to hip-hop to rock, et cetera.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. You've been staying busy. We're
yes,
going to give them a song real quick, and then we're going to come back. I actually got two. We got the love song, and then we got Sunday. Which one do you
yes,
want to roll with first?
Let's start with Love. Love is the new single. It's playing on different radio stations across the country. Let's roll with that one first.
Okay, we're going to roll with Love by Zeus Rebel Waters here in the Murder Master Music Show. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So. I done fell in love with her. I done fell in love with her. I know. I done fell in love with a stripper. Look her in the eyes before I tip her. She say, is it cool to bring
Carters right here on the Murder Master Music Show. That's Love. And what's the title of the album? I want to make sure they can go get that right now.
The title of the album is called Long Way From Home, man. It's available on all platforms, all streaming sites. You can get it. All you got to do is put in Zeus Rebel Waters, Long Way From Home, man. You'll hear all those records, man.
Now, for us old heads, man, like myself, did you press up any physical copies?
I actually did, man. I did a certain amount of physical copies. I did like a deluxe version that will never be printed again, and we actually have a special that we're doing, man. I linked up with my cousin, man, Javon Hansman from the City Faces Foundation, and I have one album left. We're going to auction the album off starting at $100. It's the last one that will never be printed again. So we got people donating, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, putting in their bid for the album, and then a percentage of the proceeds we're going to donate to City Faces Foundation.
Oh, that's what's up. Tell me about the City Faces Foundation.
The City Faces Foundation, and I wish I had him on here to tell you a lot more in detail, but for the most part, man, my cousin is from the Peabody Housing Project. It's a project here in St. Louis. You know what I'm saying? He came out, he's successful, and he has a community center down there, and he just does, you know what I'm saying, different programs to help at-risk youth for the most part, man. So, you know, every time I do something, I try to do something where we can raise money to help him with their programs and stuff like that.
Man, I commend you guys for that. That's huge.
Yes,
those of you listening,
yes,
support that, you know, because, you know, the kids, they don't have, you know, nothing as it is. And then this pandemic hits, they need things like that, you know, various youth centers and you know, so they can keep themselves active and get their minds off of, you know, what's going on. Another thing I wanted to ask you, too, you know, coming up in St. Louis, you know, is the style in St. Louis, you know what I'm saying, different from, like, other spots in the Midwest for people that haven't heard, you know what I'm saying? Would you compare it to anywhere else, or is the St. Louis just something all of its own?
Yeah, man. I mean, St. Louis definitely has always had a particular sound. I mean, I think the sound has changed over the years, of course. But, man, a lot of these young artists that's coming out the city, man, they got some fire, man. And it's a lot of pain in the music. It's like singing, it's harmonized, but it's a lot of pain. So I would call it like Nelly with pain. You know what I'm saying? Nelly with a whole lot of pain. Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm going to bring on my brother Sim from France. I know he's got a couple questions for you. Ken, you there, brother?
Yes, yes, sir. Hi, Scott. Hi, that's Robert Water. Can you tell us about the song you did back in the day, Heaven Rest in Peace, George Floyd? It was a very sad song at the time.
Yeah, Heaven. Is it the Heaven record?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Heaven.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us
you
about this track? Yeah, can you tell us about
the record? He just wants you to break it down. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, cool. So the record specifically wasn't particularly about George Floyd, but what we wanted to do with the Heaven record, we just wanted to dedicate the visual to everything that was going on with the whole George Floyd situation. And, you know what I mean, basically, the record is really for everybody. We just made the visual about George, but we were really just saying in the record that throughout all the stuff that we got going on, man, you know, we all battle different demons, you know what I'm saying, every day. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, depending on, you know, if you believe in heaven or hell, if there is a heaven or hell, you know what I'm saying, you know, I just hope throughout everything that I did that I still get the opportunity to go to heaven. And that's basically what the record was about. And we just used the visuals with the whole George Floyd situation, man, because it was just I felt like the music matched the energy of what was going on with the situation, which is a unfortunate situation, man, and it's crazy. And yeah, y'all know, man, it's just a lot of crazy stuff with that right now. And then we just lost another kid, 20 years old, you know what I'm saying, in Minneapolis or Minnesota. And it's out of hand, man. It's definitely out of hand, man. Yeah, and there's more, probably so many more that we don't even hear about. And the only thing that I can speak to that and I can say is, man, you just got to prepare your children. You got to prepare your youth. And at this point, I don't even know if it's just a black and a brown thing, man. I think I think right now, man, law enforcement is just unpredictable. And I usually don't even speak on this, but, you know what I'm saying, I feel like I have to start speaking up and I got to start using my voice on that, man. And I just feel like law enforcement is unpredictable, bro. So it's just like we don't even know, man. All we can do is stay prayed up and just try to teach our kids, man, and teach our kids how to handle themselves in a situation and just pray that it doesn't go left.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There needs to be something done. Yeah. People need to be held accountable. I mean,
For sure. They need to definitely be held accountable. No ifs, ands, or buts about it, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't, you can't be shooting people and doing all that, man, because somebody, you know what I'm saying, somebody for air freshness or whatever the case is, bro. Like, that's not means for you to be shot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or
killed
or choked, you know?
And you see it in America more than anywhere.
Yeah, for sure.
Sorry, Sin. Go ahead, brother.
No problem. A lot of people don't know Big Floyd was a talented rapper of Screwed Up Click, too. So he has something to say back in the day, too.
He was in the Scarface
video.
Yeah, I didn't even know
that. You just helped me with some new stuff.
Yeah. You got a song, I'm Sorry, featuring Ellie. Can you tell us about this one, too?
Which song is it?
I'm Sorry, featuring Ellie. Oh,
called I'm Sorry?
Oh, I'm Sorry, yeah. I'm sorry. My bad, bro. My bad. It's wrong. The I'm Sorry record was pretty much, man. A lot of times I have situations that go on in my life, and I just felt like I had to write about it. But I'll give you the short version. I basically was in a relationship with somebody, and I met a girl in an airport in Minneapolis, Minnesota, ironically. Met her in Minneapolis in the airport. We were both on the same flight going to Miami. One thing led to another, and we had a good time, but I was in a relationship, and the girl I was in a relationship with back home, you know what I'm saying, I had to be honest about the situation, and in the record I'm Sorry was just me just writing the I'm Sorry record to her, just saying, hey man, you know what I'm saying, you know, I apologize. I just had to be a man up and apologize. So I wrote a record.
Say so. Okay. Did you be inspired by singers like Bobby O'Mark, Willie Hutch, this type of song, this type of music?
Hey, Willie Hutch. You inspired by Bobby O'Mark?
I'm not familiar with those people, but I'm sure they're probably incredible, so I need to definitely go do my research and look them up for sure.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Classic.
And, tell us about the style with hip-hop roots. Maybe you know about L.O.S. or Mrs. Monk or Struggling to Live. They were old school rappers in St. Louis, and he was talented at time.
St. Louis
maybe
roots,
you know,
of hip-hop, like L.O.S. or Miss Monk, A. Blaze.
Yeah, all those sound familiar.
Struggling to
all
live.
Those sound really familiar. They sound like they might have been a little. Are those indie artists, or they was like from the early 90s or 80s, or what era was that?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The early
90s.
Okay. Yeah, from 95, 96.
So 95, 96, I'm going to be honest. Like, that was like, for St. Louis, that was like that Mac 10 era. That was a lot of banging on wax. That was a lot of, so that's what I was listening to. I was listening to a lot of the old NWA. And then, like I say, occasionally, definitely like, some of the rock stuff like Journey and AC/DC, but those particular artists, I don't know specifically about. You know what I'm saying? But like I say, all these people that you're talking about, saying I need, you got to send it to me, bro, so I can go look them up. You know, I'm saying, go do my research for sure.
You mentioned AC/DC and Journey. Yeah. Not to cut you off, Sin, but you mentioned AC/DC and Journey. Recently, I've been listening to ZZ Top. Them motherfuckers are dope. You can't classify
dope, hey, bro,
that either.
Bro. Dope, bro. And then I go back sometimes, and before I perform, I'll watch, like, those live shows, man. It was just like a different energy, bro. You know what I mean? And that's probably why when people, you know, people say that got one of the best stage shows they ever seen, man. But it definitely comes from, you know, watching those old 80s rock concerts. And also don't get it twisted, also, like, Busta Rhymes and Missy, like, you know what I'm saying? People like that. And even Diddy. Y'all know Diddy do a show, and it's, like, 1,000 dancers, like MC Hammer. So I come from that. So that's probably why when I perform, you know what I mean, it seems more like a actual show than just, like, a rapper, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Crunchy Black, you know, 3-6 Mafia, you know, he was known in Memphis for dancing. Bushwick,
yes,
Bill,
sir,
another good
sure
example. Bushwick Bill of the Ghetto Boys, long before he
yes,
was
sir
rapping, he was dancing. So, yeah.
There you go.
You know, I'm not one
of
the dudes. I can't do that. I'll fall down and break my ankle.
but
you know
right
what I'm saying? If you got the ability, why not? You know?
Yeah, for sure. You just got – it's just like, man, I just feel like, man, you know, I don't know. It's like part of me says that people are more free, and then part of me says that people are more afraid. So it's kind of like, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, which side do you swing? Do you swing to the more free, or do you swing? Because I still feel like people are still afraid, especially with our culture with hip-hop, man. A lot of the hip-hop shows that you see, you know, people already know you're going to go to the show, and it's going to be, you know what I'm saying, a couple of niggas standing up there, and they're going to be just beat, you know what I'm saying, just walking around. It's like, I just want to change that. I want to change that moniker to be like, man, nah, bro. This, you go see this dude, and hopefully I'll inspire others with this. And it's artists out there that give live shows too, of course. I know Tory Lanez is crazy on stage, and there's some other artists that are absolute maniacs on stage, and I love it. So I just think if people paying their money, man, people work hard. It's hard. So it's like, you want to go to a concert, you want to be entertained, you want to hear your records, but you want the artist to sweat. You know what I mean? One thing you'll never see me do, I learned this from 2 Chainz. I don't drink water on stage. I'm not drinking no water. I'm going to do my thing, and then I'm going to drink the water when the show is over. But I'm going to give you 100% of me when you watch Zeus Rebel Waters on a live concert.
Well, the fans appreciate that. I'll tell you, I saw Tech N9ne about 10 years ago and House of Blues in Chicago. Never seen
yes,
anything
sir
like it. He had everybody.
One of the best.
I mean, that place was packed. He had everybody
yes,
in a trance. I was just sitting at the bar,
yes,
my
sir
arms back, just watching, like, holy fuck. I did a
yes,
review
sir
of it on his website, but it was crazy to see, you know, to see how,
mm-hmm,
the, you know, the people, I never saw people get engaged with the music like that.
Yeah.
And it was literally like a trance, man. They when you get
yes,
when
sir
you get an audience or a group of people like that, you know what I'm saying, what's the feeling that you're going through? I mean, I imagine the adrenaline's got to be insane.
The adrenaline is insane, and it's like you want to give these people, you know, when you come see me perform, I want you to walk away the same way you felt when you seen Tech. I want you to walk away from my show with the same feeling, like, I ain't never seen nothing like that in my life. And that's the feeling that you want to give people. You want to give the fans that because, like I said, man, people coming to concerts, they want to escape. Everybody got issues, bro. I don't care if you're poor, if you're rich. Everybody got issues. And music is, I feel like music is the biggest outlet that there is. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when you come to these concerts, man, you want to get away. You want to feel free. You want to be in a trance. You know what I'm saying? I feel like as a fan and as a consumer, you know what I'm saying, and as an artist, I wanna feel that, and I want you to feel the same way.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, well, I'll tell you what, we got another song we're gonna go to, Zeus Rebel Waters. Then I wanna come back and give you the floor. This one here,
okay,
is totally different from the last one. This one's called Sunday. Kind of break this one down for us.
This record Sunday was just about, you know what I'm saying, pretty much, and I got my grandmother had left me a voicemail, and I ended up my grandma, man, is like, it's my angel, man. She my heart, and no matter what's going on in my life, man, she always kind of like, you know I can call on her and it's gonna be okay, or she gonna at least make me feel like it's okay. So this record Sunday just came from her always inviting me to go to church on Sundays, and me just being so busy all the time, a lot of times I didn't go or I wouldn't go. or just thinking about, like, damn, like, what about the shit I did last night? You know what I'm saying? I was out of town, and then Sunday I'm trying to go to church. So I just wrote a record about it, man. It's called Sunday.
Yeah. That's real, man. Let's give it to him, and we'll come right back. I'm going to give you the floor, brother. We'll be right back.
Yes, sir. This is Sunday.
Grandma always invited me to church on Sunday.
Lord, this is a prayer for Byron. You have kept him over many things and through many struggles, and he always come back and come on top. So, God, I just want to take this moment to thank you for keeping Byron. God, I plead your mercy over him in all situations, wherever he's traveling, whatever he's doing, God. Just encamp your angels all around him and keep him safe as well as the people he's with. And I will be so quick and so careful and so intentional to give you all the praise and glory that is due to you. Amen.
Hands up first we pray.
You got to feel that right there. Back here on the Murder Master Music Show. with Zeus Rebel Waters. Man, that's dope. Dope song. It was dope
yeah,
you were able to incorporate your grandma into it, too.
Yeah.
I know that had to make you proud right there to be able
yes,
to include
sir.
Her in your music.
Yes,
know?
Sir.
Well, man, I really want to thank you for coming on the show. And before
thank you
we
for
get
having
out of here, no, it's an honor. It's an honor, man. Before we do get out of here, though, I want to give you the floor because I want you to tell them about where they can get all your merch, everything, man. It's all yours, Zeus.
Yeah, for sure, man. Zeus Rebel Waters. That's Z-E-U-S Rebel, R-E-B-E-L, Waters, like the water you drink. Follow me on all social media platforms. That's Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, whatever you got, SoundCloud, YouTube. Subscribe to my channel. The album is out right now. It's called Long Way From Home. Also, my album that came out before that is called Blind Sheep. Check both of those projects out. Go to YouTube right now, man. Check out my new reality show. It's called I Need Love. You know what I'm saying? It's just based on, you know what I'm saying, me being divorced for about 4 years. Now my kids are a little older, so I'm out looking for love. And I just filmed all my dates. And y'all watch that, you know what I'm saying, on YouTube right now. And just stay in tune with the movement, man. We got a lot of big stuff on the way. The label is born ready. And I appreciate y'all having me.
And we appreciate you, brother. And shout out to Sarah, Triple P. Thanks for
shout out
setting
Triple
up
P. Shout
show.
Out Sarah. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. And, yeah, man, we'll do this again in the future for sure. This is just the first time. So, man,
okay,
that's what's
man.
Up. Take care of yourself, Zeus. Sin, thank you, brother,
right.
for calling in. Appreciate you. And,
thanks, man.
We'll
good to meet
guys,
you, brother. Send me those artists so I can look them up.
Oh, yeah, definitely,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
You guys take care. Signing out.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all, man.